Why haven't you seen the movie Nefarious? Are you afraid? You should not be. It's a movie that you need to see. It's been out for about 2 weeks. It is amazing. They have done a ton of work on this movie. It was made by people of faith, and they even were attacked by Satan in making the movie, which tells you that it is important for us to see it, and the devil does not want you to see it. So if you do not see that movie, you are doing what the devil wants. Here's why you need to see it. So apparently this week, the U.S. Senate is voting on a bill, I believe it's called the Women's Protection Act, and it essentially takes away any restriction to abortion and rights to that type of services. So everything that the Supreme Court did could be undone in the next coming weeks. You need to pray for this. And these two issues, this movie and this issue, are completely related. Let me tell you about one scene in the movie that is absolutely amazing. So the psychiatrist that was interviewing the prisoner that was possessed in the movie, he has a girlfriend that is about to have an abortion. The prisoner, who does not even know the psychiatrist because he's possessed, can see a lot of things and starts telling the psychiatrist a lot about his life, which freaks the psychiatrist out. And he actually starts telling him, your girlfriend is about to right now go and have an abortion. And it's this amazing scene. He stands up and he counts down literally to the moment in which the doctor kills the baby. He counts down, I believe it's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And at that moment, he starts with this evil rejoicing and his arms outstretched. And he says, all of hell rejoices. And he describes it as this child sacrifice on the altar, just like in the ancient times, they sacrificed children to the god Moloch, something that he even says in the movie. The guy is so freaked out that he stops the interview that they are having, and he goes and he is able to call his girlfriend, and lo and behold, she is just coming out of the procedure. That movie is a warning to us, telling us, reminding us a lot of what we already know, that all of these evils and all of these sins are authored by Satan himself. And God wants us to see that so that we fight it and don't participate in it. So go and watch the movie. Check it out. Bring your friends. Pray for them as you bring them. Maybe it will wake them up to the reality of evil. And many people, when they see evil, turn away from it. An amazing YouTuber that's an incredible example of this is Awaken with JP. He's someone that saw the evil out there, realized he hated it, turned the other way. And guess what happens when you turn away from evil? You run into the hands of Jesus, which is exactly what's happening to him and can happen to millions of other people in our world today. Take your friends to go see this movie today. I saw it a few days ago. It was amazing. And pray that this movie and others like it will reach out this message that we need to turn back to God. We need to repent. We need to turn to Jesus in prayer and fasting and penance to bring peace upon our land. My friends, God bless you. Thank you for joining me on today's video, and I will see you in the next one. Thank you.